Today, my guest on Piano Jazz is the brilliant pianist and composer, Jerry Allen. She's known for her original and intellectual approach to her music, and I'm sure you'll love every note. How are you, Jerry?
Very fine, thank you.
God, I haven't seen you for ages.
Well, it's wonderful to see you again.
Yes, you too. You've been around and you've been doing so much. I really don't know where to start with you, so you'll have to tell me what you're doing these days.
Well, I've been doing quite a bit of solo work. I'm really excited to have received the Guggenheim this year. And the piece that I'm going to be composing is going to be in solo context. So I'm doing a lot of solo work and finding my way in terms of the composition. And also I have a quartet I'm very excited about that features Maurice Chestnut, Kasim Overall, and Kenny Davis, my bassist. Maurice is a tap dancer.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, he's very young. He's 22 or 23 years old. My drummer as well. Both of them are in the same age range. So it's a very exciting combination of energy and with Kenny and myself, kind of stability within the context of the group. So we're having a lot of fun taking the group around to perform for young people, and it's been very exciting.
Do you have a name for it, for the group?
Well, I call it Timeline. So it's a combination of time step and the idea of that the line and the continuum of the music.
That's nice, a good name.
Well,
how do you incorporate the tap dancer? Do you keep him separate from the drums?
Well, it's interesting. We went on tour in Europe last year with the group. So we were able to kind of, you know, when you actually have the opportunity to perform, you have a chance to work out the kinks and the settings and the lighting and all of those kinds of things. But I have him set up right next to the drummer, but on the outside of the band. And he functions in within the band really more as a percussionist because he's interacting in the music, you know, with very intricate unison kinds of things with the drums and with me, too, with unison lines. So it's a wonderful kind of thing for young people, too, for children. I've taken the group into public schools, and we performed at Harvard last year. I was in residency there, and the young people were very excited. And we've done a number of other kinds of things like that where we've taken the group into school settings from very young to high school age, and the young people are, you know, they're able to put the visuals together with the music in a way that I think really electrifies it for them. So I enjoy this band very much. It's a lot of fun watching these generations within the band.
I think it's great to be doing something for the kids.
Well, you have always been so supportive of, you know, young players that are up and coming. And I remember early on, you were very supportive of me. You have always done that.
Oh, me?
Oh, yes. You've always, you know, been reaching out to give a hand to young talent.
Well, you know, I think trying to get young people on the show is to really show everybody that there's plenty of great young players. So anyway, I could go on this subject for hours, and you probably could too, but I would love to hear you play something. It's been a while.
Oh, thank you.
So,
well, this piece is called Avatar, and it's inspired by Alice Coltrane.
Oh, I loved Alice. What a great woman.
Yes.
So, can't wait to hear it.
Thank you.
Thank you. would really love to hear you play another solo. This is an interesting title, Brilliant Veracity. I read somewhere you were talking about Donald Walden.
Yes.
Sax player.
Yes, a very great tenor saxophonist from Detroit, Michigan, who was very much, as Alice Coltrane was from, also from Detroit. Donald was a mentor to many of my generation of players. People like, Kenny Garrett and many of us, Bob Hurst, benefited a lot from Donald's musical generosity over the years. And he was an aficionado of Thelonious Monk's music and spent time with Monk as a younger player. So he would bring us, very accurate, Monk arrangements, and we would know the chord changes would be right and the melodies and all of those kinds of things. But we just lost him recently, and this is a piece that is dedicated to him.
Well, go ahead. I'd love to hear it. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the Friends of Piano Jazz at NPR.